Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And I am deeply grateful you could be with me on this October 26th day, 2024. We're going to be talking about, one of my very favorite subjects, but not one that I think is predominant in our society or in our world today, and that is forgiveness. I have an email here from Patty in Santa Barbara. Now, when I was in Santa Barbara, I taught there for a couple of years. I grew up in Santa Barbara in a way. That was my big opening as a minister. And not only that, but my teenage years were all there. And Patty was in one of my classes years and years ago, according to her, my Jonathan Livingston Seagull class and a few others that I did. Anyway, I'm very grateful she even bothered to remember me. It shocked me. Anyway, she goes into a long litany of what she's been through in her life and all this stuff that she forgot that I taught her, as she said. And then at the end, she said, "Why can't I forgive myself? Why can't I even forgive?" she said. And that is her question she wanted me to answer here on the podcast. The reason people in general cannot forgive or do not forgive is because they have no mercy. And the essence of mercy is truly the essence of the meaning and the substance of our life. It is the ability to see what is going on in someone's life or within our own life and have a sense of wanting to, now hear me on this, transform, transcend, go into a different place, move into a different modality. It's realizing my futility. And Patty, that's the big issue. Mercy, you have none. And as you talk about in your email about all the things you've gone through and the people that have hurt you and blah, blah, you have no mercy, not only towards them, but towards yourself. Let me give you an example of this mercy I speak of. When I think of the whole idea of the people that have been in my life that have hurt me deeply, I realize that they didn't do it. I did it. I am my own worst enemy. Love your enemy as yourself. You and I are our own worst enemy. And the mercy comes in when I realize what I put people through to be with me. There is the essence of it all. What I put people through in order to be with me. What do you have to ignore, or what do you have to deal with by being with me as Gregory Edward? Now, once you understand that, once you really understand that, you will feel humbled. You will feel troubled. And when that occurs, that's when you realize the futility of holding resentment towards anyone else, because it wasn't them, it was me. I am my own worst enemy. I am the enemy. I'm the one that pits your life against my life, or your things against my things, or your beliefs against my beliefs, whatever they may be. And in doing so, I have caused tremendous pain and sorrow, not only in my life, but in yours. And that's where you realize it is futile for me to think in terms of blaming you for what I am. Now, when that has truly gotten into you, truly, then this is where sincerity enters into it. If you are not a sincere person, if sincerity is not the ebb and flow of your life, then you have nothing. You absolutely have nothing. So when you start to look at why you can't forgive and why you haven't been forgiven, you will see a lot of it has to do with the makeup of yourself, your ego, your vanity, your pride. People are more prideful than they are forgiving. And when pride takes precedence over the idea of forgiveness, that is when we are in deep, deep trouble. And most people are in deep trouble and they don't even know they're in it because they take the idea that there is some sort of right. I am right, you are wrong. And when we pit ourselves against another, we are just fortifying the part of us that is our enemy. And then when we do draw people to us that are difficult, maybe unkind, you got to look at it and ask yourself, what is it about me that made these people possible? What is it? What is it? Am I needy? Do I have, in my case, man disease where I can't be alone? I always have to have someone there making me feel better about myself. What is it? What is my value system in my quote-unquote self-righteousness? All these things come to bear in the whole idea of what it means to have mercy. That's why Jesus said on the Mount, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." Yes, if you understand what it is about you that is your enemy, that is the one that is judging and analyzing and theorizing about other people in order to make yourself feel better about yourself, you as a person, that is when you've come into a very important part of your life, a very significant part. Everybody has this to some degree, Patty. It took me years and years and years to really understand what it meant to forgive. And when I started thinking about the people that came into my life that forced me to really see how Gregory Edward Penn lived inside of himself, how he lived in the dimensions of self-righteousness or his low self-esteem or his anger or his fear. Once I understood, I am actually drawing people to come into my life to make my life difficult. I am the enemy, and I pit myself against these people and hence cause consequence and karma to come into my life in a way that is very painful. Once you truly understand this, you truly get it. You don't sit around and ignore it. You truly understand I am the one that needs the healing here. I am the one that needs to work on myself. Once you get that, then the whole game is over. And you will find forgiveness very quickly. In fact, it will become a lifestyle. And you will start to realize we all in this world come into these fragile bodies that are predisposed to violence and self-preservation. And hence, we take our lives and we make them impulsive. And when we do, we realize we do things, well, that are less than kind and that become consequences in our life. And then we appreciate more and more what Jesus was talking about when he said, "And you know not what you do." We know not what we do. Most of the time, we are running around doing things that, well, we would and will eventually regret very much for the sake of trying to get what it is we think is right or fair. And who is the judge here? Who am I to say what is right and fair? We know not what we do. So humble yourself, Patty. If you remember Jonathan Segal that you talk about in your email, you remember how he just sloughed off what the flock did to him and went on with his journey, his inner journey. I hope you do too. And if you need more help, you know you can always call me. Thank you all for listening. I hope this helped. Please forgive me. Namaste.